Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Drake May yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, part of the Patriots Monday. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Drake May saying all the right things. He's asked about being in the MVP conversation.
Oh,
yeah. He goes, yeah, got to keep winning games and sounds uncomfortable talking about it.
Shoot.
What, little old me? Shoot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I think that messaging in some way is probably a reflection on Vrabel, not to give all the credit to Vrabel for something May said, but between Diggs and May and a lot of these guys, once they get in front of a microphone, I think the messaging is pretty consistently about the team and winning, and I think that is a shift under Vrabel that's pretty noticeable.
Oh, yeah, last year, and some of it, too, is the players. Like, some of those guys that were an issue last year aren't on the team. So, like, Jalen Polk or Jalen Reagor or Tyquan Thornton. And some of that was like online posts. Some of it was like one-on-one interviews. Some of it was in a scrum. Like, it was all different things. But you just kind of roll your eyes at a lot of it because you guys aren't doing anything on the field. You're saying this, that, and the other thing. It becomes a distraction. Then players are being asked about it. Even like Devon Godshaw, I thought he was really good. I thought he was a good interview. And I thought he was a solid player. But he'd come on and be like, yeah, guys are like selfish and whatever. Like, right? He was kind of calling out guys.
Guys are freelancing and not playing within the defense. Yeah, he's calling out teammates.
He's not on the team. Nope. And so, some of the other guys, even Kendrick Bourne, who I liked, I thought he was a good interview. He was a little bit more willing to speak his mind. And not to say that they're not allowing guys to speak their mind at all, but some of the guys that were on the team a year ago that would at least involve themselves or insert themselves into a story, I don't know, they don't seem to be around anymore.
No.
And so the ones that are here, they've sort of kind of buttoned that up. And I don't know, it does seem like everything's going in the right direction. Now, there are still things like on the field that a really well-coached team needs to clean up, like some of the penalties, and I'm sure, turnovers have seemed to improve a little bit over the last couple of weeks, but penalties is always one that's going to stand out. But overall, six games in, I would say this looks like a team that has such an overwhelming improvement at head coach. Like, we were all hopeful for that, but now seeing it through six games, like, okay, we do have that.
Yeah, I want to give May credit first and Diggs and those other guys.
Yeah.
I feel like we have. They're saying the right things. But I think there is an overarching theme to it under Vrabel that didn't exist last year. And some of those guys are still here. I mean, Kayshawn Booty had a great answer the other day. Booty's said stuff in the past. And he's like, well, I'm a different person.
I've grown. Good point.
Pop on the tape. Douglas is still here.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I've heard that many great answers out of him this year.
yeah, that's true.
But, you know,
yeah, right. They didn't get rid of everybody.
Some of those guys are still here. Yeah. And I think the messaging sounds different. But maybe that makes sense. When you're winning games, it's easier to be all about winning than when you're on a disaster team like they were a year ago. So that was Drake May, asked about some of the MVP consideration. As we established yesterday, I think he's very much worthy of it. Can he keep it up is a whole nother discussion. Wouldn't be my pick to win it right now. That would be Baker Mayfield, but he's definitely on the short list. Meanwhile, Brian Callahan out in Tennessee, Keith.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have, on top of that, Mike Vrabel returning to Tennessee. Let's start with this. Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing for the Patriots that Brian Callahan is out?
I think it's probably overall a bad thing in a weird way. Like, I think they're going to be fine. I don't think the Titans are good. But we've seen in years past where after a head coach is fired, there's like a little bit of like a big surge for a game or two. And then it usually peters out because chances are that team is bad. And it's not only the head coach's fault for why they're struggling. We were talking about Antonio Pierce or even a guy like Jeff Saturday, maybe even a better example, because you're like, this guy, what is he doing? And it was really more of who they were replacing. You're like happy that, you know, head coach X was gone. You even saw it in baseball here. Now, that wasn't in season, but like the year after Bobby Valentine, it was like, oh, this guy's the man. But then like the year after John Farrell, now this guy's
bingo.
The man. Like,
bingo.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same guy.
You get rid of those guys. All right. And that is both ends of the John Farrell one is hilarious.
I think even last year when the Bruins did it, there was like a little bit of a boost, and then that was short-lived.
That was real quick, but
real short-lived.
It was.
But that's it.
Couple of games without Monty. Yeah,
that's all we're talking about here. Because Brian Callahan, I don't think is like this great head coach, but I don't think the Titans are very good. If they win like this game and then lose out, like that wouldn't be the wildest scenario, because it's just for whatever reason, maybe the team plays differently under the new guy, but it's not going to be sustainable. So I think if anything, they have more of a puncher's chance this week by firing their coach.
So that's how I'd answer it, too. And again, the Patriots are still winning cover. I think they're still going to win in cover. But it's worse with an interim coach there. This is Mike McCoy, who is another one of these at the time, like offensive genius, whiz kid type of coordinators when he got the Chargers job. That was the book on him.
Yep.
He's not an ex-player like Pierce, a leader of men type of coach, or like Saturday, as you mentioned, like a guy who's going to come in and try to get all riled up in the emotion. That's not what Mike McCoy is.
That's true.
But I just think getting rid of Callahan, who I think they had pretty clearly quit on. Jeffrey Simmons had an answer last week after the game. Titans D tackle, who Vrabel drafted when he was in Tennessee. And he's like, we had our worst practice ever last Thursday. Like the worst one. It's like they had quit.
Horrible.
I mean, they had quit. They had mailed it in. They had checked out. Similar to what's going on, I think, with Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, where Tua comes in and he's like, yeah, guys are blowing off players-only meetings and guys aren't showing up to stuff and they're not early and they're not even bothering to be there at all. So when you start hearing stuff like that, guys are out on the coach, they've mailed it in on the season, and I think you're going to get a Tennessee team that isn't totally mailing it in. Now, they might not be very good. They aren't very good. But they had mailed it in for this last guy. They were done with him. And McCoy is at least a question mark. So the Patriots should still win. They should still cover. I'm not telling you they're going to lose the game.
Yeah.
But it's worse that Callahan got fired going into this game than it would have been with him there. That's all I'm
talking. I think so, too, because it felt like he was a dead man walking. Now, we all had – was this Billy's guess? Oh, no, he had Seattle, I think. We all guessed first coach fired.
Yeah, you had Mike McDonald.
Oh, McDonald. Yeah.
No, but I don't think anybody had Callahan. You had Daboll. Me and Nick both had Mike McDaniel.
Right. Which it was trending towards McDaniel.
Oh, I thought I had
with
it.
With the Tua comments, with his comments, with his just after the game, his he's talking to the owner, he's telling us about the owner conversations. You're like, oh, that guy's out. Plus, he's had longer time there than Callahan. You thought maybe they would have given him a full second season.
Plus,
they didn't even do it.
Like, he's such a squid that you just it was
McDaniel?
On like a countdown to where the players to quit on that guy.
Oh yeah,
like that little itty bit of a guy. Like they were going to quit on him.
I'm not sure if he gets him back.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did.
Exactly.
I liked him. I wanted him to succeed.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Can't fire that guy. Well said.
Stephon Diggs actually defended that comment from Mike McDaniel.
It's a good comment.
Yeah.
It's a good comment.
I would say the good news and the positive is I don't see how it could be worse.
It's kind of gotten worse.
It's going to get worse.
It's been getting worse.
There's no way he makes it through the season. Because then sometimes you're like, all right, do some of these owners just not want to pay another coach? Or like, it becomes a money thing. And then maybe like they already thought 3 weeks ago they should fire him. But they're like, actually, the best punishment is to make him coach the rest of the season. But yeah, Callahan being out, you just wonder, like if they were playing somebody else, if they were playing, you know, the Browns or the Jets or the Dolphins, you're going to be like, hey, maybe they win this week, and then it falls back apart and they're a bottom three team. But I don't know. This week, I like the Patriots.
Do you think it's a reflection anyway, the timing of it, on Vrabel returning to Tennessee?
So I would have gone the other way, meaning like this is the guy who replaced Mike Vrabel. And then when they match up less than a year and a half later, he's already gone. I think it makes it look like Tennessee's admitting we made a huge mistake moving on from you. This guy, the guy we picked, is terrible. Can't even get through a year and a half. And we're going head to head. We don't even get to have the showcase game against you. I think it looks worse.
So I think they fired him because Vrabel's back. Like, I think that expedited their timeline.
Interesting.
Like, he probably shouldn't have been back for year two.
They did just get smoked by the Raiders.
They did. They also won 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't deserve to win that game at all.
No.
DeMarcado fumbled on his own running to the end zone, and then they kicked the ball into the end zone on the go-ahead touchdown. But they just won two weeks
ago. See, you could really say, we were just going through these schedules and how the Bills haven't beaten anybody. The Titans are 1-5, and they're probably going to be, you know, 3-14, but Denver, they lost to, playoff team. Rams, they lost to, playoff team. Colts, they lost to, playoff team. Texans, not, but they've won back-to-back games, and they're looking a little bit better. They beat Arizona, or Arizona gave them the game, and then they just lost to the Raiders, which is their worst loss out of the group.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're looking at, they got New England, Indianapolis, and then L.A., and then they're bye. I mean, they're probably going to be 1-8.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
But look, I think they fire him because Vrabel's back, and it's bad headlines, and it's right in their face, and it's an easy story in Tennessee. I just think they desperately don't want to lose to him, and they knew.
Oh, yeah.
They knew they were going to lose to him with Brian Callahan, and at least this gives them the one little chance they have, dead cap bounce, get the guy everybody hates out of the room, and maybe it'll galvanize the team at home against a guy who used to coach against a lot of the guys on that team, not all of them.
Right,
but, you know, the Simmonses of the world and guys like that. Vrabel was their coach. Maybe they like him. Maybe they don't. Maybe they want to just send a message to him that, hey, we're not complete bums and doormats. Mm-hmm. I think they fired him because they know this gives them the only chance they have. And mm-hmm. I still don't think it's a great chance. I don't think they're going to win. But, yeah, I think his return absolutely has something to do with it. And I can't imagine. In fact, I feel like we know, based on the answer that you highlighted yesterday, Keith, Teddy Bruschi was on Get Up talking about how Mike Vrabel still reminds him about the one time he picked against the Titans like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So you know Vrabel cares about this. And I imagine Vrabel's going to do everything he can, not just to beat them, but to embarrass them.
I would think so.
I mean, if I were him, I would.
But plus, it's the NFL. Like, we got into this debate back in 07. I don't think there's such thing as running up the score in the NFL. It's pros. So not that we're even at this point, but I just mean, like, have as much success as you possibly can. Like, let's see, open it up if you can. And if not now, then you never will. You know, it's the team that fired you. It's also the team that, you know, by the end of it, there was some back and forth there. Didn't like how everything was run. They sided with the new GM over Vrabel. How's that worked out? They've had a lot of bad picks since then.
Well,
so.
And the whole thing, Schefter, I think, highlighted this yesterday, but they never fire a GM and coach at the same time. So, like, they always have this inherent infighting between GM and coach because they never quite overlap.
Right.
They're never coming in working in unison with one another. It's like one guy's already there with all his people, then the coach comes in with his people.
Yeah, it's a mess.
And then that GM gets fired, and now the coach has all his people, and the GM comes in with their... And it's like this vicious cycle that really does point back to the ownership there, which mm-hmm. I know Vrabel feuded with. So I'm sure he wants to embarrass them. And I'm sure they're trying desperately not to lose to him, which is why Callahan's out. I don't think it's going to work, but I think that's why he's out. You guys can discuss. 617-779-7937. Joe is in Lincoln waiting patiently on our Bill Belichick discussion. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I've become a little obsessed with watching YouTube of all these North Carolina podcasts. It's, I feel so bad for those guys because they remind me of us back, you know, when he first announced, you know, the defensive coordinators were going to be offensive coordinators, Judge and Patricia. I remember thinking, well, this is Bill Belichick. He must know something, right? This is such a stupid thing. He must be so much smarter than us that he knows it's going to work. And he wasn't. And I think that's where they are, too. They're thinking, well, this is Bill Belichick, 6 Super Bowls. He must know what he's doing.
I don't.
And the truth is.
Joe, I don't know if I get that vibe, at least
in
from
Carolina,
the WRAL guy who's like, you're telling me?
Right.
You think you're doing the right thing here?
Yeah.
You think you're on to something? And Bill's like, well, yeah, absolutely.
You're telling me that you believe this process is working?
You're telling me you think what you're doing is good. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, because like the in-bill we trust thing, which was for 18, 20 years, and then it eventually, you know, disappeared, went up in smoke. And then, I don't know who's still holding on to that. There's too many examples.
They're in the Twitch chat.
Well, yeah, but they can't. Really, I mean,
yeah, they're in there.
These are the same people, and like our buddy Glenn Ordway is one of these guys where he's like, well, Malcolm Butler didn't play because of like the opponent and the scheme, and I'm like, what? Like, so like if you're not going to even get mad at him for that,
load
then
him up.
Yeah, so like you're not going to get mad at him for anything, right? And then like remember the people, like we literally, I'm sure you took calls on it, we took calls on it. Well, Matt Patricia's used to coaching the defense, which is just really flipped of the offense.
If like, anybody would know how to coach the offense,
right.
It would be a guy who went against it on defense.
Like literally people said that, and you're like, okay, I gotta disagree with you, but let's see where this goes. And then it went right into the toilet. And so, yeah, that hasn't worked. But at least we remember him on the sideline winning Super Bowls.
Yeah.
North Carolina has no positive memory of him as a North Carolina coach at all.
He's just
the win over Richmond?
Yeah.
I don't think they're excited about that.
Yeah, there's no goodwill built up. He's just he's just an old buffoon with a young girlfriend,
right?
Who's embarrassing their school.
And his kid is on his staff and like the whole thing. Yeah, so it's not going. And then Lombardi, and he's going to be like the voice piece for that. Nobody likes Lombardi. Like nobody does.
No, it does sound like he's going to coach the game, which shocks
Friday
me.
Night 10:30 kickoff against Cal.
I wouldn't stay up for it.
Well, we'll see what I'm doing. See what I'm up to.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Shut the video games off.
But so anyway, that's Bill Belichick. We've had some good stuff on the show today between that audio out of North Carolina, which I found very amusing. That guy, and I think this is the guy who was on Greg's show last week, Pat Welter or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
One of my new heroes. Missoula also just being all chapped.
Fired up.
About the poor rebounding was just excellent. And that was from the other day. And so Missoula, I think, is pretty pissy about his roster. We had a Bruins loss mixed in there as well, where Marco Sturm didn't have the team ready to go. So a lot that we covered on the show. I think you'll hear more of that coming up in the clip du jour later on this hour. You can stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. Dial them up at 617-779-7937. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. As we told you, clip du jour still on the way. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag. Neck, body wet, give a dog a bone. Neck, body wet, give a dog a bone. Neck, body wet, give a dog a bone. Neck, body wet, give a dog a Grab Bag.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. Yesterday, the Bruins fell 4-3 to the Lightning at the TD Garden. Bees are now off until Thursday night when the Bruins will be in Las Vegas to play the Golden Knights. On the Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Bears beat the Commanders 25-24, and the Falcons defeated the Bills 24-14. With last night's Bills loss, the Patriots are now first in the AFC East. Both teams are 4-2, but the Pats hold the tiebreaker over the Bills after defeating Buffalo in Week 5. Patriots players are off today. The team will return to practice tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's game against the Titans in Tennessee. Yesterday, the Titans fired head coach Brian Callahan after starting the season 1-5. In the MLB playoffs last night, the Mariners took a 2-0 ALCS lead on the Blue Jays with a 10-3 win in Toronto. Game 3 of the ALCS will be tomorrow night. In the NLCS, the Dodgers took Game 1 2-1 over the Brewers in Milwaukee. Game 2 of the NLCS is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. And tomorrow night, the Celtics wrap up their preseason schedule against the Raptors at the TD Garden. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI.com.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Well, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The MLB playoffs roll on, Jones. There was a doubleheader. You had ALCS Game 2, NLCS Game 1. And let me tell you, Mariners with a commanding 2-0 series lead over the Jays.
They beat
Toronto 10-3 last night. And in the NLCS, Dodgers with a 2-1 win over the Brewers. Blake Snell now 3-0 in the postseason.
So you brought up Snell yesterday.
Yeah.
He is turning
into... Do you Snell what the Rock is cooking?
Okay. He's turning into a guy who is creating quite an October resume.
Yes, he is.
Over his career. Now, I mean, some of that isn't great when it comes to being taken out with a no-hitter in a World Series game. Yeah, they like to have that one back, I think.
But, no, he's turned into quite a big game pitcher. You asked me yesterday, what's the World Series? I said Mariners and Dodgers. Looking okay.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
Could be the Dodgers.
To spike the football on that one. Did you see the play that,
no.
What's his name?
Let me stop you right there.
Frelick made in center field?
No, I didn't see the game.
It was great.
Lexington.
Yeah, BC kid, right?
Lexington
yeah,
native,
he pulled back, like, what would have been, I think, a grand slam. It was at least a two- or three-run homer. I think it was a grand slam. Pulled it back, play at the plate, double play last night.
Sick.
Pretty wild.
Pretty awesome.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keith. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends and chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag.
Jones, late, we had a doubleheader on Monday Night Football last night.
Yeah.
And I went in saying, I don't like this. And then I watched it in part because of Josh Allen was playing and in part because Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, like the matchups were pretty good. Also, fantasy football was very much at the top of mind.
You had a big matchup going.
I lost to Jones. People were asking. I lost to Jones in the show league. I did beat Davey Eyeballs in a head-to-head Dork Bowl. That was a big one. Because I asked the question, would you rather have Josh Allen and Rome Odunze or 30 points and Kyle Pitts Sr.?
And I was wrong.
I
was incorrect.
30 points and Kyle Pitts Sr.
It's true.
Who helped, I think, with maybe 1 or 2 points himself. So that was great.
Rome touchdown, like a call back must have.
Yeah, they called back a Rome touchdown.
I know, it was that, and then at the very end, Josh Allen threw that pick on their last possession. I think if they had the touchdown and no pick, I think I might have lost. But a win is a win is a win. But I say all that to say this.
Yeah.
There's another doubleheader Monday Night Football coming up this week, which I can't stand.
Keith, I said this the other day.
I don't want that.
Every Sunday now. Every Sunday is a London game or an international game at 9:30 a.m. Every Monday is a doubleheader.
Well, this one has a 10 p.m. kick in it, right?
Okay, I like that bet. Now, if you're going to give me...
This is a 7 and a 10.
If you're going to give me a Monday night doubleheader, Wait.
Who's staying up till 1 o'clock to watch Seahawks?
I'd rather have that.
Texans, Seahawks. I am. I have C.J. Stroud.
So you stay up till 1 to watch it?
Single time, until the Bills game ended, every single time the Bills game was in commercial, I'd flip over to go, all right, what's going on with Commanders and Bears? Every single time it was a commercial. I'm like, what is the point of this? What is the point? Every
7:15, 8:15.
Time I flipped over, the other game was also in commercial. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I would rather 7 and 10 than staggering them like they did.
The 7 o'clock game is Bucks-Lions.
Oh, I'll watch that.
That's incredible.
I'll watch the crap. Yeah, so I don't want a second game.
I want
game
that a little later, though.
Oh, yeah.
7 o'clock is a little early.
That's a good traditional Monday night.
Kids are wide awake at 7. So we still have God knows what on the TV.
The whole reason they do that is annoying.
You know what I mean? But
the whole reason they do it is to double their chances to hit on a good game. Because for so long, people complain about, the Monday night game stinks. I don't even watch it.
True.
So that's the whole reason they do it. But, yeah, it's annoying.
Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, grab bag. Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, Jones and Keefe, grab bag.
All right, Jones, we are 6 weeks into the regular season as well as the fantasy season.
Yes.
Do you have any pickups this week?
I do. It's not a great waiver week.
Okay.
I'm going to circle back to a name we mentioned. I wouldn't say we highlighted or emphasized last week, but we did mention Kamani Vidal from the Chargers. If you need a running back, he went for 100-plus in his first start. No Amarian Hampton. Sounds like it's not going to be Amarian Hampton there for a while. He was working way in front of Hassan Haskins. So go get Kamani Vidal if he is available in your league. That's the pickup of the week, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. You could donate today, and your car will be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is cars with a K.
Mentioned this briefly earlier today. The Bruins lost their first game of the season yesterday afternoon at the Garden to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They were then flying out to Las Vegas, where they're going to have, I believe, 3 nights? Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night?
That's just the sweet spot for Vegas, isn't it, Keith?
I don't know.
Three nights.
And then a game. Then they have to play a game on Thursday, which I don't love their chances, but 10 o'clock here local time.
Gonna be some dead legs.
Vegas. Yeah, a little bit.
Dead legs by Thursday, I would imagine.
I would think just a little bit.
So that's the beginning of a 3-game trip.
Yeah, Vegas, Colorado, and the Mammoth.
And then they come back Tuesday with your guy,
Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
It's the busy season for the Bees.
It really is. No one told you that was
gonna be this way. Grab back. As for the Celtics, they'll wrap up their preseason schedule tomorrow night. As for tonight, did you hear about this?
Oh, I don't think so.
It's the media game.
Oh,
get invited? No,
I did hear about this. Terp was—he came in the other day.
He's peacocking around here because he's playing in the media game. Now, would I blow out a hamstring and play terribly? Yes, probably. But it would be nice to be invited.
The last time I touched a basketball, I think, was pre-COVID.
Yeah,
sick brag, bro.
But let me tell you, I'd still tool on people in that media game.
You think so?
I played in it once, and it was not a high level of basketball.
I can't imagine it's the best of the best out there. Yeah. But all right, maybe next year. All right, ESPN.
That'll get you hype.
Oh my God! Yeah, run through a wall. Yep. The NBA or ESPN simulated the upcoming NBA season. A few things of note that you will like.
I didn't realize you saw this as well, but I believe I saw this.
So I know you're going to be most thrilled with the news that the Boston Celtics win the NBA Cup.
I saw that.
The NBA in-season tournament.
Who did they have the beating? I'm trying to remember.
Don't even remember. I just saw they had the Celtics winning. The NBA.
Look, they've already checked the box, Keith,
Cup
for an NBA championship just a few short years ago.
Is that true?
This is one they got to check the box for, yeah.
All right, so they can do that. Also of note, they had the Celtics finishing 10th in the Eastern Conference, which would put them in the play-in. They had them losing their first play-in game and being eliminated.
Yeah, to the Bulls, I believe.
They had them winning 40 games. They had them going 40-42, which the over-under in Vegas... Unless it moved after Jason Tatum was doing like a flat-footed dunk.
I believe it's still 40.5. Well, maybe after the dunk it's moved. I think it's still 40.5, yeah.
Take the over. I'm definitely taking the over. This is really low. Also, did you see who they have winning the whole thing?
They had Orlando winning the East, right? I'm trying to remember who they... was it Orlando and Golden State in the finals?
Yes.
So who won? I don't remember.
It was the Orlando Magic.
It was them.
Yes. Dennis Scott, Nick Anderson... Scotty Skiles.
So, the Celtics are 40-42, the 10 seed, they lose the play-in game to the Chicago Bulls. That is a failure. I don't care.
Bad. Oh, Joe Mazzulla will be hot.
If ESPN's, their simulation is anything close to accurate, that is a wild, disastrous failure. I don't care if Tatum doesn't play a second. Mm-hmm. That's a failure.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
Here's a sad story, Jones. After a private battle with cancer, R&B singer D'Angelo has passed away at the age of 51. I, of course, remember D'Angelo from that music video that he had.
Oh, you saw...
You saw all of D'Angelo.
Just about everything.
Yeah. The point where you're like, yeah, I also would be shirtless all the time if I looked like D'Angelo.
He had cuts in places I didn't realize people could have cuts.
Oh, he had cuts, all right.
I didn't realize there were muscles in those places. But yeah. Good.
I was like,
feels good.
Hey, you're asking, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Feels real good. It'd be like NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, D'Angelo.
Naked D'Angelo.
Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson. He was like, okay, wait, what was that? Hold on a second. What was that?
How did he not cross over? Maybe he did. And R.I.P. D'Angelo.
Yes.
But how did he not cross over with one of the subs and just get like a little bit of coverage there? Footlong, I'd imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The number 10 for D'Angelo. The name of that song was Untitled, which I was always confused by.
Yeah.
It was Untitled, parentheses, How Does It Feel? Why wasn't... Maybe this is deeper than
he's
I'm letting
he's
on.
He's a cool guy, Keith. Why wasn't it just
called How Does It Feel?
He's a cool guy. It's Untitled, How Does It Feel? Makes it pop, makes it stand
untitled?
Out a little
Untitled?
Yeah.
I mean, the video.
It popped. It stood out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Excellent. Brian Branch, safety for the Lions, has been suspended one game for his fight.
That's garbage.
With the Chiefs.
Is this because Monday Night Football. Did they box themselves in with the Jalen Carter suspension?
Oh, maybe.
Is that why they're doing this?
Yeah, it
could have been. It's so dumb.
I don't know. I don't like it.
99 restaurants. Always
a grab bag.
Jones, something we didn't hit on today is Tarek Skubal available?
Oh,
could the Scoobs be available?
I got to get this guy's name.
Yeah.
If people think they hate Craig Breslow, you should listen to this Tigers executive.
Yes.
I watched a ton of clips of this guy. Did I text it to the group? Maybe I didn't put it in the
show.
Yeah, I think
you might have.
Scott something or
Scott Harris, I believe. Scott Harris.
Oh, my God. Do yourself a favor and listen to a clip or two of this guy. If you think you hate Craig Breslow,
my God.
But he basically gave a long roundabout answer about Skubal, who is going into his walk year. And he's like, yeah, I just get myself into trouble when I comment on this, so I'm just going to no comment it. And now I'm like, I think they're trading Skubal.
I know.
So forget about Joe Nathan.
Or Joe Ryan. It's still Joe Ryan.
How do I do that every time?
Every time.
Joe Ryan, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. No, please.
You're yesterday's news.
Don't care about you.
Red Sox, go get Tarek Skubal. It sounds like he's available. Go get that guy.
You could have Skubal.
Please.
You could have a
rip off this little squid baseball officer, chief baseball officer in Detroit. Go rip him off.
Take whoever
and get
you
Skubal.
Want.
I'm going to respond by just not actually commenting on it. Tarek is a Tiger. I hope he wins the Cy Young for the second consecutive year. He's an incredible pitcher.
You want him back, though?
Lucky to have him.
Uh-huh.
That's all I can say.
Okay. Okay.
That's all I can say? Like,
they're trading.
He is the heart and soul of that team.
That guy's gone.
Yeah, okay. I'll take him.
Bring him here.
Grab bag. Horror movie of the day. One of my personal favorites. The Devil's Rejects, directed by Rob Zombie. It is the sequel to House of a Thousand Corpses, but you don't really need to see House of a Thousand Corpses to enjoy The Devil's Rejects. Great soundtrack. Messed up. It's not for everybody. I'll give you that. But one of my personal favorites.
It's not for everyone, but I love it.
Well, like, I'm recommending it, and then if you sit down to watch it, you'd be, like, disgusted by quite a bit of it. So I don't want to be like, Keith said to watch this. Not with your family. Don't watch it with your family.
Don't, like, sit down with a TV dinner and enjoy it.
Or any food.
Okay, no food.
No food.
Okay.
This is a no-snacks movie.
It's one of those.
Good. You have to shower after.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
Let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Monday, October 13th. Was it Josh Naylor? 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI, and a steal. Was it Jorge Polanco? 2-for-5 with a home run, 3 RBI. Was it Freddie Freeman? 2-for-5 with a home run. Was it Blake Snell, 8 scoreless innings with 10 Ks?
Yeah, that's probably him.
Or was it Aaron Ashby, 1 scoreless inning with a strikeout and a walk?
Look, the Mariners scored 10 runs. They can spread their credit around quite a bit. Let's go with Blake Snell.
You're not going to Ashby?
No.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, here we go. It's a one-time All-Star, one-time World Series winner. He is a right-handed starting pitcher who played for several teams in a 15-year big league career, including Texas, Cincinnati, Kansas City, San Diego, Pittsburgh, Miami, and L.A. Dodgers.
Okay, one-time All-Star, one-time World Series champ.
Oh, yes,
sir. Where was he an All-Star?
Well, I'll tell you. He was an All-Star with the Cincinnati Reds, where he went 17-6. With a 3.21 ERA.
In what year?
2008. It was also his official rookie year, even though he had cups of coffee in 05, 06, and 07. But he finished fourth in the rookie of the year that year. Led the league in hit batters with 14.
So he's throwing smoke. I like this.
Struck out 206 in 196 innings.
I don't think this guy won a World Series, but I'm going Matt Latos.
Not Matt Latos. Ooh. Matt with one T.
Yeah.
Mott.
Where did he win a World Series?
He won a World Series, sort of a forgotten World Series, with the 2015 Kansas City Royals.
Okay.
And then his last season was 2020. Once again, thanks a lot, COVID.
Mike Montgomery.
No.
He was a lefty, I think.
Doesn't matter. It wasn't him. Twitch chat has it.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Text line, a couple good guesses, but does not have it yet. Yep. People know this one.
No.
People seem to know it.
It's not, you're telling me it's not Matt Latos.
Had the most walks in 2012.
Okay, he's wild, man.
Nobody walked more guys than this man in 2012. And his current bank account sits at $43.8 million.
Nice, American.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
He is not, however.
That's good.
What team did he?
He is not.
What team did he finish with?
Big clue. Finished with Texas.
Jones, settle down.
No, he said he's
Texas with a dollar sign.
I'm cheating and looking. No way. This guy was better than this. Is it Johnny Cueto?
No.
Okay.
I ever struck out that many people?
Edinson Volquez?
He got it!
Is that how you say that?
Edinson, I thought. I always thought it was Edinson Volquez.
I barely
remember. You don't know Volquez?
Is he still with us?
No, look, I remember the... Oh, boy. I remember
Nick
D'Angelo, now Edinson Volquez.
It can't be Edinson Volquez.
So, I mean, I...
Not him.
I remember that name, but I
Please,
that was
Lord,
not...
not him.
That was not one I was going to get.
No, he's fine, Nick. He's fine.
Oh, they had another pitcher that I know. Ooh, look, he threw like a million miles an
he's
hour.
He's super alive.
People were guessing Matt Latos. A lot of Johnny Cueto guesses. Cueto made more All-Star teams than one. Cueto was pretty good.
His brother was stabbed to death.
Oh.
Maybe that's who you were thinking of.
Volquez. Was he on the team?
No. It was just in his Wikipedia. So,
okay.
Maybe that's who you were thinking of.
That could be. It's a random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones.
Edinson Volquez. He had a low to mid 90s fastball. He had a two seamer.
I had no idea where it was going.
He had a change in a high 70s curve. He did struggle with his commands quite a bit. That is on the scale.
He might hit you. He might walk you. He might strike out.
Yeah.
Three outcome kind of guy.
One all star, though.
Yeah.
One all star appearance.
Can't take it away.
Edinson.
Okay. Well, stay tuned for WEEI afternoons. You can dial him up at 617 779 793.
Through a no hitter.
Wow.
Yeah, one no hitter.
How do you not give us that clue?
Just found out about it now.
We would have got that, I feel like. Yeah, got that.
Also had a nickname.
Yeah, got this.
You want to know what it was?
Yeah, I got that. What is
Steady
it?
Steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie. It sounds like a horrible nickname.
Sounds like he was anything but.
He's walking the building. He's hitting everybody. Yeah, it sounds like a terrible nickname. But anyway, WEEI Afternoons comes your way with the clip du jour.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith WEEI. It's time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And Joe Mazzulla, it is preseason basketball, but don't tell him that.
Mm-mm.
He's already running a little bit hot, and he's getting after some of the media members who don't understand his offensive philosophy.
Did he say 2-on-1 20 times?
You should be able to say it verbatim. If you're joining us now, again, this is following a 30-point preseason win by 31 points.
Yeah.
Maybe every single post game, we got to be like, what is Joe Mazzulla saying today?
What is
this guy up to today?
I don't know.
Find
if that's...
a 2-on-1, 2-on-1. Find a 2-on-1. Find a 2-on-1. What does a 2-on-1 present? Two shooters on the 2-on-1? There's two shooters on the 2-on-1. There's not two shooters on the 2-on-1. You create a 2-on-1 in a different way. Create 2-on-1s. Find a 2-on-1. You create 2-on-1. What do you do when you create the 2-on-1? You're in a 2-on-1, shoot around a 2-on-1. So that 2-on-1 may create a 2-on-1. Find a 2-on-1. Make the right play versus a 2-on-1.
19.
I said, I guess 20. It was actually 19. That's unbelievable.
You know who's good at finding a 2-on-1? My ex-wife. Usually I save that for the keys to the game,
but
I thought
okay.
That one was just too good to pass
it's
up.
Just right there hanging out there. You gotta go for it.
Yeah, but Mazzulla all kinds of fired up.
Said your ex-wife.
You think Mazzulla will be at the media game tonight to coach up one of the teams? Maybe coach Terp up a little bit?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who looms over the one time I played in that break. You know who loomed over? It was Stevens.
Oh, he was watching.
He was
scouting.
He was kind of. Was getting this. That's how what I like to think of it as. He's kind of like, who can we give a 10-day contract to? And he's like, I don't know. That Jones has some real hustle out there.
In a pinch, this guy's out here taking charges in a media game.
Jones guy's real fast. He's like a cheetah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a cheetah out there.
End to end.
Yeah.
Fastest guy with the ball?
Maybe.
Jones like TJ Ford.
I would rule it out. I stole the ball from Scal. I tracked him down.
You stole the ball from Scal?
That's not that difficult.
Came right in, stole it from him. Yep.
From Scal?
True story.
George the Messiah couldn't even do that when he played him street ball.
Scal couldn't beat us in regulation. He needed overtime to beat us.
Isn't there normally a drop that plays on the show whenever somebody says something like that? Like, I stole the ball from Scal.
Yeah, I already said Brad.
I preempted.
You will hear it again on Friday. I'm already getting it.
Do you want to know what Scal's reaction was when he saw me shoot for the first time?
What was that?
Oh, nice release.
Yeah, that's real.
That's real.
Yeah, that's
not even a fake drop. That's a real drop.
I heard your wife said that a couple times, too.
Speaking of Missoula ball and your ex-wife,
you talk about your ex-wife's good at finding two-on-ones. I heard she's great at banging threes, too.
All right. That's how I got her in the first place. Fitzy's here.
Working a little blue on a rainy Tuesday.
It's all right.
Hey-o.
Crossover all right. Brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. At the Nines, their $14.99 big deal meals start the week off right every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken. You gotta love the Nines. We need more may or may not.
We absolutely
need
more.
That's what we need. Yeah.
I feel like this is a great opportunity for the midday show and the afternoon show to sort of cross over.
Worlds colliding.
More than this and assist each other, right?
Oh, like, sure.
So you guys, you know how I come in on the crossover once a week and I give you guys a few suggestions for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Sick brag, bro.
It is a massive brag. You have any idea how many people stop me in the street and they're like, oh, I heard of that.
That's not you.
Are you the guy who suggests the Hunter Henry questions? You guys feed us some may or may nots and I'll continue funneling some of the Hunter Henry surprises.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like it's pretty quick questions. One question seems a little light.
Wasn't it great that he called from, was that Galactus's lair?
I did like that. I think that should be the first may or may not.
Or was it the hole in Silence of the Lambs?
He was down there.
Give me back my dog.
With Precious and the bucket.
So feed me a couple may or may nots. Here's a few Hunter Henry surprises
good,
I wrote on the way
take
in.
Notes okay. on this. Yep, okay.
How surprised were you when you woke up in first place today? How surprised
might
were
not
you?
Might not still apply on Monday. But
may not. It may or may not.
TBD. Hang on to that one.
May or may not.
Yeah.
How surprised were you when they built a second Death Star and that got blown up as well?
Did. Same result.
How surprised were you when Janet Jackson popped a boob on the Super Bowl?
I was not just surprised.
Nor was your ex-wife. How surprised were you when they didn't find JonBenet's killer?
Oh.
All right.
I watched that documentary.
And
that guy admitted it. The guy was like, it was me.
It, yeah, but Keith has strong theories.
Like, they're like, sir, you've given us a lot of good evidence that it was you and you're trying to turn yourself in, but like, you're a free man. Get out of our face.
And how surprised were you when Sonny Bono skied into a tree?
Oh.
He learned about it from Eminem. Because I think
another random five pack, depending on whatever kind of mood he's in.
Okay.
Now, for may or may not, do you think we should just go light pop culture-y type of stuff? Should we go?
I go dark and gritty.
Deep
and philosophical.
Yeah.
Like the existence of Christ.
Yeah.
May or may not.
Sure.
Okay.
I think he'd probably be a may on that, but stay tuned to find out. So you guys have what?
Stick
and Truth with Schlereth.
Nothing but interviews today.
Adam Schefter. Brian Hoyer.
Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Seriously.
That's what today's... It's 2:30, Stinking Tooth with Schlereth.
Yep.
No, Stinking Truth. Stinking Tooth is Friday at my dentist. Hey-o. We got Adam Schefter at 3:40 and Brian Hoyer at 4:30. TED Talk at 4 o'clock. Next thing you know, it's already 6 o'clock.
I like it.
Here we are.
Okay.
All right.
Have a Tuesday.
WEEI afternoon. Stay tuned for it. Comes your way at 2 o'clock. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. And we are back tomorrow. On a Would You Rather Wednesday at 10, right here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.